traffic control systems in Alaska due to a, quote, viral attack widely distributed on the Internet. Hackers have stolen administrative passwords to gain access to systems, and they've stolen personal information of 48,000 current and former FAA employees. Republican Congressman Tom Petrie of Wisconsin, a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which requested the report, says, quote, the threat of hackers interfering with our air traffic control systems is not just theoretical, it's already happened. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, we had hoped to have William Grigg with us this afternoon, but in lieu of William, why it's going to be open lines, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at the Genesis Communication Network. Well, what are we supposed to believe at the present time? Certainly, you can read the New York Times. I read it. I read it carefully every day, knowing full well that it is the voice of the establishment that is trying to control what we believe. You never accept what the newspaper says. You evaluate it in lieu of the fact that they are trying to confuse the American people as to what's really going on. And I think my wife is coming in with a telephone number for us. So under any circumstances, why, well, we just want to go on and point out that the recent issue of the New York Times talks about how things are really getting better. If you look and see what's happened, why, the number of unemployed is down to some extent. And anyway, certainly the number of unemployed reported in February and March was about 670,000 for each month. Now, that's a lot better than the 749,000 new people. That's almost 750,000 people who got lost their jobs in January. So in February and March, why, it was about 690,000 each month. And boy, if we can get it down to 650,000 in April, that is going to be a wonderful sign, and things are going to start turning around, and things are going to start getting better. In fact, and they quote somebody who runs one of these forecasting think tanks who says, oh, you always eventually come out of a recession. Now, if there was ever a true statement, that's it. Sooner or later, why, we're all going to die. Sooner or later, every recession is going to end, but we don't know. It could be a matter of 3 months or 30 years, but sooner or later it's going to end. So when they make ridiculous statements like this, you know that they're selling you a bill of goods. They're trying to convince you of something that really isn't true. What's going to happen as far as the economy? Well, we do know simply from past history what happened during the Great Depression, 1929 to 1939. It lasted for 10 years because the government was doing a lot of the things they're doing now, trying to spend their way out of a depression that was created by the government, creating a depression and spending too much ahead of time. Certainly, it was during the Hoover administration. Remember, the Hoover was a Republican. The Republicans were the liberals in those days, and the Democrats were the conservative. Not that the titles mean much of anything, because FDR ran on a plank of a solid money and getting back to fundamentals and gold backed currency. And the first thing he did when he got into office was to take the gold away from the people and then introduce all the socialist measures. So it's all really a scam. But you have to understand that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a 32nd degree Mason. He was certainly fascinated with the satanic writings of Manly P. Hall. In fact, he even sent a crew out to Southern California to the Philosophical Research Society to copy the records of Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist. So, but Franklin D. Roosevelt certainly did everything wrong as far as trying to correct the problem. Did exactly what they're doing now, just spend and spend and spend, and it didn't solve the problem. It really took a war to get us out of the Great Depression, and of course I fear that's what they have in mind right now. That's why we're over there, you know, bombing Pakistan. Why are we bombing Pakistan? Well, we've got to get those wicked Taliban. We created the wicked Taliban, ladies and gentlemen. We created the wicked Taliban. We have books here that probably most of them are out of print now, but one was, I remember, Dollars for Terror. Another one was Unholy Wars by James Cooley. They were written back in 1999 telling about how we were financing the Taliban. We were financing the Taliban, but we can't let the American people know that. They're supposed to believe that the Taliban were the enemy, and that's why we're at war with them. We're still financing the Taliban because we're funding the Pakistani government that is funding their intelligence agencies, that's funding the Taliban, that are killing our men, and now that they're in Pakistan, why we're bombing that area and killing a lot of civilians. And when we do that, of course, we raise tremendous antagonism to the United States. We recruit more people into Al-Qaeda, who will ultimately probably die fighting in this futile war, because in no way a small terrorist brigade can take on a major military force like the United States. Not with the sophisticated electronics that we have today that certainly can virtually tell where everybody is, what they're doing, can identify them by facial features from outer space. And you mean to tell me that we can't possibly figure out where Osama bin Laden is hiding? Well, of course we could have, but we've never tried to. In fact, there's the FBI has no evidence that Osama bin Laden was even involved in the 9/11 attack. And if you doubt that, you just go to the computer and type in FBI 10 most wanted people, and you'll see Osama bin Laden's smiling face come up there. But of course, they list all the things he's wanted for, and none of them include 9/11. When people have asked the FBI why they don't include Osama bin Laden, at least the 9/11 attack there, the FBI says we have no evidence that he was involved. And I'm not certain he was involved. I think most everything we've been told has been a lie, including why those buildings came down. And I think in the same manner they are lying to us today, certainly about what is going on as far as the recession is concerned. We do know that certainly after the 1929 collapse, there were 6 recoveries, and each one looked just like the one we're having today, where the stock market went up and it looked like people were going to back to work, and it looked like, of course, people were going to things were going to get better. And then, of course, as time went by, they didn't get better. They got worse again. So there were 6 false recoveries until the market hit a bottom in 1933. And then it just stayed there. It stayed there for years, and things were no better in 1937 than they've been in 1933. Well, I think that when you read so much of what you will read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, understand that these are vehicles for the Brotherhood of Darkness by which they mold your mind, create your tastes, and form your reality. And once you understand that, then of course you can read these things with a jaundiced eye. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Apparently, Will Grigg had forgotten the program and has gone out. It's very not like him, but something very, very well may have come up. So it's going to be up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. We'd like to know what you would like to talk about, what you think about what's happening. Do you think the economy is ending? Do you think that perhaps they're going to plunge us into a war in the Middle East, maybe with Pakistan? Probably Pakistan would be a much easier war to fight than the one in Iran. Certainly we could just send some of our troops in, get the Pakistani troops to do a lot of the fighting. We could kill a lot of civilians, antagonize a lot more Muslims, recruit more people into al-Qaeda to the shame of the American government. Well, we're just about ready for the break. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. But I am really very, very worried about the possibility of a war with Pakistan, because this would be the first time we would have actually been in a physical war with a country that has nuclear weapons. Is it possible that those nuclear weapons could fall into the hands of the Taliban? Absolutely. We created the Taliban. They were simply students. That's what the word Taliban means, students. We provided them with the textbooks that indoctrinated them in the radical form of Islam. If you'd like to see the article, comes from the Washington Post, called The ABCs of Jihad, where we spent $51 million on textbooks to encourage the youth in this radical form of Islam. And then we wonder why we have a Taliban. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years, and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call, but right now we've got Gary calling from Arkansas. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
It's very nice to speak to you. I've been reading your books and listening to your program for years, and I must say unfortunately, you're generally right, and I see cycles, you know, I know you're a student of history, and I try to be, and I see cycles throughout this deal that happened with World War One and World War Two, where, of course, the secret people kind of constructed these things and meant to bring out world government out of them, I believe. You know, that was the League of Nations and then the UN, which these things failed because people still had too much independence and free will in them. And I just wanted to throw something out there for you, Dr. Stan, a word called progressive desensitization, which I see in every aspect of our life. And I think people are just going to, when the moment, like the Bible says, when the moment of temptation comes upon them, I'm afraid most of these people out here are going to succumb to the will of the government. And I just wanted to throw that out there for you today, and I appreciate your program and enjoy listening to you.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. They are desensitizing our people. There's almost like a spiritual blindness of so many people today who should be seeing what's going on, and yet I'm sure you've had the experience of talking to people and you tell them or try to explain to them very gently what's going on, and they look at you, it couldn't be true. Oh, you believe there's a conspiracy, you know. And
crazy.
They've got all these reasons because they don't want to, or they absolutely refuse to accept what's going on. You sort of want to hit them over the head with a frying pan, but you can't do that. All we can do is keep pointing out what's going on, and perhaps they'll hear something from somebody else, or they'll even hear something on one of the major television programs, and something will click. But they're going to believe when the Lord wants them to believe. I firmly believe that.
Well, I agree with you, and this is definitely a spiritual war. And I, as a young man, I saw, I'm sure you're familiar with it, I saw a video. It was done in cartoon, but it was called The Capitalist Conspiracy, and it was put out by the churches in this country way back in, I believe, the late 60s or early 70s. And then, of course, through you and other people, I managed to piece the puzzle together better throughout my life. And now that I'm older and I'm much more affiliated with the Bible and the Word of the Lord, I see these satanic things in everything from the shape of the Pentagon, which, of course, is satanic symbiology.
Sure.
I just don't understand how people are so blind when so many in this country claim to be Christians. And believe me, I'm certainly not the holiest of people. I'm not going to claim, you know, I'm a sinner, no doubt about it. But I love the Lord, and I see the truth in everything He said. And this is going to culminate with all people being tempted with a microprocessor in their body. And this is coming very soon. And I think people can't even remember when we thought. I speak with people about these things just like you say, Dr. Stan, and I tell them, I say, can you even remember what it was like when you were young and you'd watch Star Trek and you'd see them pull out these communicators and you would think that you never would see these things in your lifetime, and now look where we're at. And I just don't think they realize how close the time is. And with the ability of technology increasing, I think they've become so dumbed down and so gullible that they don't understand the corruption of man, and that anything that can will be used against you.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay, go right ahead. No, but I think you're right. Basically, I don't know if you've seen the DVDs we offer of by Pastor Billy Crone, and suddenly they're called The Final Countdown. He's done a great job of really cataloging all the things that have come about, whether it be the RFID identification, or the move to world government, or the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land. But this is really an amazing segment. We actually have it, of course, on DVD. We have my interviews with him. But I think it's important, at least for Christians who have an idea of what's going on, as they begin to read that and watch it or listen to the DVD, to the CDs, it's so obvious that things are moving at a pace they never have before, and things are happening today that never could have happened previously. So I agree with you. How long it's going to be, I don't know. But all we can do is just be there on the front lines, try to tell people what's going on. And if they don't want to hear, we can't make them. I do believe that as time goes by, more and more people will believe. I just hope it won't be too late.
I agree with you. I'm going to hang up and listen and let some other people contribute. And God bless you, Doctor. Just keep up the fight, man. I don't know what else to say. I try all the time, and people look at me with a glassy-eyed blank stare.
Well, you just keep up, keep telling them. That's your job, and my job is to keep telling you, and it's the Lord's work what's going to happen. God bless them. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was Gary calling from Arkansas. We've got Steve calling from Pennsylvania, and our telephone number again, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, I have two questions for you. One was with Obama doing a flyover in New York. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I'm familiar with it. I can't believe that they would have spent, you know, $350,000, you know, just on a stupid photo op. But who knows?
Well, anyway, I verified that. I went up to the library and I was able to verify that. I'm an avid shortwave listener, and one of the things that I haven't been able to verify, and I was wondering if you or maybe one of your guests that might be listening could tell me how to do that, with this bird, pig flu, swine flu, whatever it's called, the rumor went out three times over the shortwave that that when President Obama went down to Mexico, the last person's hand that he shook before he got on the plane and came back to the United States, supposedly that was the first person to die from bird flu. Have you heard, or to die from the swine flu? Have you heard anything about that?
No, I really haven't. I sort of suspect it's probably not true, but we'll just have to wait.
You're right.
I mean, it just sounds a little. Remember that they put out so much false information on the internet just to confuse people, and you know, then you pick that up and you put it out while you're discredited. So, be very careful. Make sure that your source is accurate. And I will tell you, you know, that we get disinformation all the time. We try not to put out anything at all. Now, I personally believe that everything would suggest that this is a genetically created disease, and they have the ability to take the American swine flu and the Asian swine flu and the avian flu and the American flu and put them all together. But this is not a terribly pathological condition. I mean, we've had two people in the United States, and I think they're talking about 1,400 cases. That's a minuscule fatality rate, and so, you know, but I wonder if this is a trial for something else where they've got to see how they could panic people and manipulate them with all of the disinformation they put out, because it was disinformation. Do you remember about 10 days ago we were reading about the 149 cases of people who had died or who had possibly died, who may have died, who probably died, who might have died from the bird flu? And because all we remember was 149 cases, we didn't remember all those adjectives that they put in there.
I had one more question.
Go right ahead. Well, hang on. We'll get to it as soon as we get back here. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And after we finish talking to Steve from Pennsylvania, we'll be glad to to take your call right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazerrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazerrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot, and you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've got Steve still on the line from Pennsylvania. Steve, you had another question?
Yeah, one final question, Dr. Stan, the importance of God in our Constitution and our inalienable rights. The question I had was again regarding today, which I believe is today the National Day of Prayer. You know, it's Thursday.
I really can't tell you. I think it may be.
Yeah, I looked on the calendar, but I believe it is. And in my early morning Bible study, someone had said that Obama was just going to, you know, skip over it. He wasn't going to pay attention to the National Day of Prayer, which would have been like the first president to ever do that. So just keep it in the back of your mind. It might be true. I like I say, I want to check on these two items, and I just thought I'd call in to see if you or any of your guests might know the answer to those questions.
Well, I will tell you, I have heard, I think from reliable sources, that President Obama is not making any fuss out about the National Day of Prayer. He's not necessarily going to be honoring that any more than, for instance, when he took the oath of office, not the first time in public, but the second time when Justice Roberts went to the White House and we saw pictures of him with his hand raised and taking the oath. But there was no Bible. There was no Bible in the White House. So I guess he didn't think that a Bible was very important. Certainly, I think he's a lot less hypocritical than George W. Bush, who sold the American people on the fact he was a born-again evangelical Christian who'd been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I heard him say that in person. And yet, of course, after 8 years in the White House, he says, oh, well, we all worship the same God, and the Bible isn't necessarily... And so it was all hypocrisy. He manipulated the Christian leaders of this country for 8 years. At least Obama's not a hypocrite. He doesn't profess to be an evangelical Christian or reborn by the birth and sacrifice of our Lord.
Thank you, Dr. Stanley.
God bless him. Thanks so much. Later. All our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we've got Justin calling from New York. Hi, Justin.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Love your show, and as a brother in Christ, I love you, and I hope you're doing well.
We're doing just fine. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I have a quick comment, and then I'll get off the line and let somebody else talk.
Go right ahead.
I was just watching Alex Jones' new film, The Obama Deception, and it's got a lot of great information, and... really, your show always has such great information, and I've followed the InfoWar for a good 5 or 6 years now and have done much action myself to try to wake people up. And time and time again, I just come back to the same conclusion that, which is going to be obvious to you and your listeners, but the one solution is personal, individual submission to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his gospel. The fact that he actually purchased his people with his own blood and paid for our sins. When people submit to him and love him and obey the gospel, all the mega problems that we're facing, they start to crumble from the foundation up. And so I just lovingly exhort everybody listening to investigate your own personal purity and your own love for Christ. Is it real? Do you really have him? Do you love him? Are you washed in his blood? And just trust him today if you haven't. And trust him for everything that's coming in this country and seek him for everything that you're going through. And he will see you through no matter what happens. And if enough people were to turn and trust him and turn from their sin, we would get our nation back. And I firmly believe that. That's all I have to say, sir.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling, and that was Justin. Let's go to Chris, who's calling. Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
Okay, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree with a lot of the last callers. I called in during the we just ended the Kentucky Derby season, and I was out working that weekend. I was looking at some of the items that had come in during the Pegasus Parade and the things that were set on the counter during this party. I looked very closely, and I know what Tex Mars means by the magic codex. There were these like idols that were just supposed to be a horse, but it really wasn't a horse. It was more like an idol of a gargoyle figure that I looked very closely to, and I think, wow. I mean, we are in a spiritual war battle, and these idols are everywhere. I want to get that book, Magic Coda. And with the last callers about the Pentagon, yes, I do believe that. But these idols are everywhere, even in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, have you seen that DVD called The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital? Because it has a lot of those things on the DVD. Chris Pinter did a great job with that. And Washington, D.C. is just loaded with these occult symbols and occult signs, and certainly the signs of the zodiac and all sorts of demonic gods. And most people would go to Washington, D.C. and never understand, you know, the significance of what is demonstrated there. And simply it reflects the fact of dualism. In other words, certainly America was founded as a Christian country, but at the very same time it was founded as an occult country. And there were people who worshipped a different god. Now, they had to, of course, conceal what they were doing because the vast majority of our people were coming from a Christian point of view. But the other side then created all these emblems and symbols and architectural changes, and they hid them in plain sight, and most people look at them and have no idea what they're seeing. But you're absolutely right. I haven't seen what you saw as far as the Kentucky Derby, but they are every place. And once you recognize it, it becomes so obvious. We carry a wonderful book, wonderful if you like, like something written by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, but it helped me to better understand what's going on. It's called The Secret Teachings of All Ages. And he was given unlimited funds to travel throughout the world to track down all of the myths of ancient times and study the architecture and study the paintings of past ages to demonstrate the occult symbology there. And he records this in The Secret Teachings of All Ages, a great big book. There are lots of pictures of it, and there's just no question what you say is absolutely true. And incidentally, Tex Mars did an excellent job on that book, simply the symbols that you see every place.
Yes, I just wanted to, we just you know, it's just another DVD I did receive. It's called Endgame. If you really want to know who's running things, that is a DVD to see.
Yes, that's, of course, Alex Jones, and we actually carry that. We think it's excellent.
Yeah, I do encourage listeners to get that DVD.
It's all right, well, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and get the DVD. The End Game, now, it's about the Bilderbergers. We actually have two books on the Bilderbergers, one by Jim Tucker, the other by Daniel Estrin, and we have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers, so we can cover just about any part of that you want.
Well, that would be fantastic.
And
Dr. Stan, I'll let you get on with the other callers, and I've changed over the years, and I want to thank God for Genesis because you helped me really wake up.
God bless. I'm just so glad you're out there, and I hope you're reaching others, at least as many as you can.
I've reached a few, but I'm just going to stay in the battle.
So all we can do is just keep putting the word out, and if God wants them to listen, they're going to listen. God bless them. Thanks very much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we do carry that book, The Magic Monuments by Tex Mars. And if you'd like to get it, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And you will see these monuments every place once you know what you're looking for. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have something you'd like to talk about. But remember, they hide their emblems in plain sight. They brag about it. In fact, of course, the term comes from the book The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall, who is, of course, the mentor for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And, of course, basically why Franklin Delano Roosevelt put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, because he was involved with the occult. His wife was involved in the occult, and you're never going to hear about this anyplace. He saw nothing wrong with manipulating us into a horrible war, the Second World War, that I think almost 60 million people died, between 50 and 60 million people died. But these people have no value for human life.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We ended up with open lines. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we've got Mark calling from Ohio. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, riled up quite a bit.
All right. Go right ahead.
I was listening to one of the regional talk show hosts on Salem Radio, and Salem is, of course, the puppet of the Republican Party, in my opinion and the opinion of many other disgruntled listeners. And basically they were bringing up the topic of torture. Is it okay to do it? And they were using scripture verses, throwing out scripture verses, trying to justify it, or at least bring it up for discussion. Among them, or among the arguments they used, was since Jesus was innocent and he died for the guilty, that sometimes it may be okay to torture the innocent to bring to justice the guilt. It's just convoluted and blasphemous. And it just amazes me the way Christians in this country will allow themselves, their thinking to be, if they have any thinking, to be swayed by these ludicrous self-appointed leaders who are nothing more than prostitutes for the Republicans, who are in turn prostitutes for the CFR. Now, my question is, if you could sometime bring on as a guest to your show a guy named Greg Jackson, who was fired from Salem recently. Rick Wiles had him on True News last Friday. And basically, Greg Jackson, who used to be a reporter out in Massachusetts, documented the fact that Mitt Romney is giving millions of dollars to Christian leaders, Christian ministries, to soften things up for 2012. I know it's a long way off, and I don't want to start the campaigning already for 2012, because I'm barely over 2008, but if you could bring that guy on, because Salem is like the antithesis of Genesis and Republic Radio and the others. They're pathetic. They conceal truth. And I love what you guys are doing, especially yourself, because you're so composed, and your composure is legendary, practically.
Well, let me tell you, I know Stu Epperson, who's the co-owner of Salem, and he loves the Lord, and I know his son, and he loves the Lord, but they're wrong, and I feel very strong that torture is wrong. You mm-hmm. cannot justify it.
No.
But there is almost this stereotyped idea, well, you know, George Bush was a Christian, and he's doing it. We've got to back him. He's being attacked by the people on the other side, so we've got to back George Bush. And without ever stopping and really thinking, how can you possibly justify Scripture? You know, because Jesus Christ was crucified. Somehow that makes torture all right. To torture an innocent person. All I can remember is, of course, what something that Whitaker Chambers wrote in his wonderful book, Witness. It was a classic, you know, 50 years ago, when he talked about when he was a communist. And he knew they were torturing people in Russia, but he could just turn that off. He could ignore it because he saw what they were doing for the better good, for the greater good. And then one day he realized that it wasn't right, and he could no longer compromise what he believed in. And he broke for the Communist Party, and he really risked his life to come forward and identify some of the members of the Communist Party that he'd worked for. And I don't think that we can, if you ever stop and think about it, how can we as people who profess to believe in our Lord have anything but total disgust for torture? And George Bush was as phony as a $3 bill.
Absolutely.
And I was there when he was picked by the Christian leaders of this country, and I just wish that I'd been more adamant at the time. I did everything I could to try to get together a meeting again so that we could, you know, bring up the issues and who I think would have been the best candidate. Had a date, and of course that would have been Pat Buchanan, but of course the die was already cast. George Bush was going to represent us because he was a born-again Christian who had been saved by Billy Graham. That's what he said, and it was all a lie.
Yes, it's just appalling the way Christian leaders especially are just, they're played for fools.
They really are, but they're good people. I mean, the one thing I will tell you that Salem Broadcasting has something like $300 or $350 million in debt, and they're losing money every year. They may not be around too much longer.
Well, God can't bless a station or an enterprise that's going to condone these things. GregJackson.com. That's
God
Greg
bless.
With two G's.
All right, thank you.
Worth
very
checking
much.
Out his blog. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Dave. Where's Dave calling from? Illinois. Go ahead, Dave. Dave, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. First of all, Dr. Stan, I want to say I agree that torture is just plain evil. And I think that those who do it must be complete, total sadists. They must be very sadistic people. That's the first thing I want to say. Second of all, the economy, we're in trouble, Dr. Stan. Our government, Republicans and Democrats, are just sticking it to us. These bailouts are criminal. They're destroying our economy. These people are a bunch of traitors, and they're destroying this economy. And what they're doing is just plain is pure evil. And, you know, it's just totally evil. What do you think?
Well, I wonder why you just don't come right out and say what you think, why you beat around the bush. No, I'm just joking. I agree with you. I think they really are. Basically, these people are subversives. They hate America. And, of course, they hate America because this was a Christian country. And they're doing everything they can to destroy it. I mean, why would any logical person want to encourage corporations to move their companies offshore. We did everything to encourage them to do that. That's why we don't have any tariffs. And certainly we gave them special tax breaks so that if you had moved your corporation offshore, you didn't have to pay any taxes on the money that you made there. I mean, I'd love to go overseas and not have to pay any taxes. I know when I lived overseas for a while, I still had to pay my taxes, but I wasn't a favored corporation. So we've had real problems. All we can do is just keep pointing out what's going on. But I think that we should call these people in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Group of 30 exactly what they are. They're dedicated to a one-world government. They're subversives. And I agree with you, they are evil. Hey, we're out of time. God bless.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly this is the time I want to remind all of our listeners that the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held in Santa Clara, and it's going to be held there on the 5th and 6th of June. That's next month. I am the lead speaker on Saturday morning, so if you're going to come, why come early? And certainly we're going to have a table there. We'll have a chance to meet a lot of people. They've got a lot of great speakers come. I mean, we've been going regularly for about 6 or 7 years, and I always enjoy the speakers. I don't always agree with all of them, but they're always fascinating, and I think this time they've got a great lineup of speakers, and I agree with the vast majority of them. So if you want to get any more information, the telephone number, pardon me, the address is conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. And if you want to have a telephone number, call my 800 number and we'll get back to you and get you the correct number. That's conspiracycon.com. And that's June 5th and 6th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. And then, of course, I have to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to support us, well, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, or you can go to our website, and there at the website, we've got a little donation button, and you press that button, it's just like a miracle. And sometimes people in other countries will actually support us, as will people here in this country. So if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get the information we have on the deadly assassins. You'll hear my interviews with a couple of assassins trained by the Central Intelligence Agency. I hope you want to get our DVD by Dr. Russell Blaylock, the vaccines and brain development, vaccines and brain development. And then the DVD by Dr. Garth Nicholson, Terrible New Diseases. We've got all sorts of videos and DVDs now, and of course we have them because we want you to get the information about what's going on there. Or actually, for this next hour, we're going to have Dr. Paul Garnett talking on water fluoridation. They're simply poisoning the vast majority of our people in this country. Of course, why would they do that? Well, it cuts down the sperm count. Of course, it makes them dull. It makes them, of course, really go along. They're not aggressive at all. You put fluoride in the water to keep people placid. That's what Hitler did. That's what the Soviets did. And that's what our rulers are doing. And you need to get our material from the Hidden Agenda, the DVD, but especially the syllabus is very important. And we've got all sorts of books on this subject and the fluoride agenda, and certainly you'll want to hear our program this next hour with Dr. Paul Connett. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and that you'll even buy it in bulk, you know, and get the thing out. It's actually being republished by our friend Tom Horn, but we still have a good number of copies. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly want to get the special set on the Secret Mysteries. There are three DVDs: The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them separately or all together. Call us at 1-800-544.